local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
All right, hour number three on a Thursday as we get closer to the weekend. Welcome in. It's Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Text line 850-437-1620. Appreciate your interaction today. Text line, traffic line 850-262-6111. As we get started, like we always do, today's top three stories tonight. Is the culmination of the Republican National Convention with Donald Trump formally accepting the GOP nomination.
I think you're going to find an inspirational speech, but one that's very focused on, putting our country first again. Our country hasn't been first for a very long time. We need to go back to it.
That's Eric Trump. It'll be the first time he addresses the nation since surviving an attempt on his life Saturday in Pennsylvania. The theme, Make America Great Once Again. Trump will be laying out what the campaign says is his plan for a new golden age for America. Meanwhile, on the Democrat side of things, anxiety is growing by the day. So says the Washington Post reporting. Former President Obama told his allies that Biden needs to seriously consider the viability of his candidacy. The Post says Obama's been taking calls from worried Democrats, including former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Meanwhile, Axios reports Biden may be persuaded by Democratic Party leaders and close friends to drop out of the race by the weekend. All of this comes as Biden remains self-isolated in his Delaware home with COVID. Austin, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not at all true, 10 being that's absolutely what's happening, do you think that the COVID is just the cover-up to keep Biden out of the public eye while the Democrats work behind the scene for him to drop out by the weekend?
It may seem like an easy, cop-out answer. I'm going to say 5, though. They did release...
So you were just straddling that fence.
Yes, because they did release... They released a report.
Couldn't even give me a 4 or a 6. I was thinking, in the middle.
I'm like, which side am I going to pick here? But then I was like, well, they gave a report talking about how he was showing mild symptoms. Could that be a lie? Absolutely. And as I said, I totally see why they would do that. But I don't know. I mean, COVID's still a thing. It's just not nearly heard about as much. He could have definitely got it with all these public appearances he's making, with all these people he's around. So I don't know. I'm on the fence. It's real. I believe it, but it could also very much be, yes, just a ploy.
Why don't you grow a pair, Austin?
I'll say 4. All right. I'll pick that side. There you go.
Also last night, two GOP senators confronted the director of the Secret Service at last night's convention. Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn and Wyoming's John Barrasso asked pointed questions to Kimberly Cheadle about reported failures by her agency in Pennsylvania over the weekend. The confrontation started on the RNC floor. Cheadle saying this is not the time or the place. She left the floor with her agents, was followed by the senators up yelling questions until she retreated to a closed room. That will be a very... deposition is the right word, but she's going to testify, so testimony, in front of the House Oversight Committee on Monday. So a lot of eyeballs will be on that. That's a look at our top three stories today. Austin is traffic and weather.
Looking at the roads here, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. We do have some minor backups if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, but that's very minor. Same can be said if you're traveling on 9 Mile Road. This is either east or west, passing Pine Forest Road. We got some minor buildups over there. Outside of those two spots, though, there's not much holding you up at this time.
We've got an unsettled weather pattern, and that means high rain chances over the next several days. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up anytime, day or night. Next few days, not all day rain, but looking into the weekend, Sunday looks like a very high rain chance, and that may end up being a washout of a day. As far as the rest of the weather goes, it will be humid. That'll make it feel hotter. High temps will be up around 90 degrees. We'll see some sunshine, some clouds, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look here at some of our local headlines today. PPD says a 20-year-old man now in custody in connection with a stabbing incident early this morning. Mark Musser is facing four charges, including attempted homicide. Officers were called to a home on K Street, found a victim with four stab wounds. Musser, described as a transient, fled from police what was located and tased. The victim's injuries were described as serious but not life-threatening. Escambia Sheriff's Office today honoring one of their canines. Canine Streeter awarded the Medal of Courage during a ceremony.
Followed one of the suspects onto the bridge and, refusing to give up, followed that suspect even when he jumped off of a bridge. Without hesitation, Streeter did his job.
Now, that was during the chase of three drive-by shooting suspects late last month. Streeter fell about 30 to 40 feet and was treated at Davis Animal Hospital for some minor injuries. In less than a week, he was back on regular duty. Also, it is official today, UWF officially naming the College of Business after Lewis Bear Jr. His son, David Bear, talked to us today.
A strong community is dependent on a strong university. My father was involved with the university on their board and wanted to help provide resources and connect resources to the university to improve their programs and try to help them find ways to commercialize a lot of their things that they did.
And Bear says that they show their appreciation of the support they've had and success that they've received by giving back to the community. 6:18, we'll take a break there, look at our state national headlines, and we'll check in with Bobby Rossi again.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News, the Republican National Convention. That's right, in Milwaukee. I'm on location covering all of it, the speeches, the smells, the sights, the sounds, the pepper spray. That's right, you can be listening every morning. We're going to be doing reports and interviews about the convention and still covering all of the local news from Milwaukee. But that's right, at the RNC all week, the Pensacola Morning News, and you can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Hola, hola.
La, 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 la.
About this time this week, the dance club always opens here on News Radio Pensacola. Who is that again? Who sings?
Oh, that was Shakira.
Okay, yeah. She performed at the halftime of the Copa America final, so timely as well.
And she hasn't aged a day.
Has not.
It's impressive for real.
6:23, before we get another traffic and weather update, we'll check in once again with Bobby in Milwaukee.
Here in Fiserv Arena, we've got a steady throng of people who are still showing up over here. And a little bit surprised, there was a lot more media and other groups gathered outside than what we've seen in the previous days of the convention. I don't know if it's just people showed up the last day in order to try to cover this. We did notice yesterday the number of people in attendance was significantly more than what it was in days past. And already, like the upper concourse where they stick us, we're up in like the rafters where Andrew's on a wire hanging from the ceiling. Like that's kind of where they stuck us. But yeah, exactly. He's trying to get on the trapeze now. So the upper concourse where we're at is like almost full. We have not seen this since we've been here. So there's a lot more interest overall, but yet still people are like funneling in to Fiserv Arena. So a lot of people here get excited to hear from the president here in the last day. Once again, there's still just this attitude of this is a celebration, this is a party, this is a pep rally, for lack of a better term. And a lot of people showed up here the last day to get ready for it. So we're looking forward to seeing what happens tonight. And, oh, by the way, we will have this for you live. President Trump's speech live for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, that is true. Thank you very much, Bobby. 6:25. Austin, how are the roads looking, sir?
Well, let's see. We were only dealing with backups in a couple of areas, particularly 9 Mile Road, if you were traveling either east or west towards Pine Forest Road, but that's not really looking too bad now. However, it seems like we do have some backups on Navy Boulevard traveling northbound, just passing Highway 98, so be on the lookout for that. The last spot we had was Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We actually have some minor backups going both east and west there, but it's nothing too severe. So I'd say there's that North Navy Boulevard area, and outside of that, not much is holding you up for too long at this time.
The rain chance continues to be on the high side right on through the next several days. In fact, jumping into the weekend, it looks like Sunday might end up being a washout. We'll keep an eye on that one, but a super high rain chance there as we roll through the weekend and toward the end. Temperatures are going to be about the same, so it will be warm and humid with highs up around 90 degrees. And the humidity, of course, will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking at our state headlines here, a new drug known by law enforcement as fentanyl on steroids is popping up around South Florida. Investigators say the narcotic known on the street as ISO is up to 50 times stronger than fentanyl and is a mixture of multiple opioids. More than $1.6 million worth of ISO were found during two search warrants in West Palm Beach a couple of weeks ago. Until now, ISO was only detected in Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C.
And it seems like Attorney General Ashley Moody is a fan of Public Enemy because she's fighting the power here when it comes to the ACC, saying that we'll finally get to know what the conference is hiding in its effort to keep Florida State from leaving the conference. Moody announced yesterday that she has secured an agreement from the ACC to provide secretive media rights contracts at the center of the conference's legal battle with FSU. She says the contracts detail how FSU will be affected if it leaves the conference.
Also, the Florida Board of Education next week will vote on whether high school student athletes could financially benefit from endorsement deals. Officials are scheduled to take up the NIL rule change that was approved by the High School Athletic Association last month. Under the measure, student athletes and their caregivers would be able to negotiate NIL contracts independent of their schools. They could also hire a registered agent to help with that process.
And the co-founder of the Orlando Magic has unfortunately passed away. Pat Williams, he was 84 years old. He helped bring an NBA team to the city in 1986. Team chairman Dan DeVos and CEO Alex Martins said in a joint statement that he has forever changed the sports landscape in Orlando.
In our national news today, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is rejecting a report that says he'll resign following his conviction on federal corruption charges. NBC News reported that Menendez told close allies he was planning on stepping down. However, he told CBS2 New York he has not spoken with any so-called allies and that it seems to him that there's an effort to try to force him into a statement.
And an Illinois sheriff's deputy being charged in the deadly shooting of a black woman. Authorities say Sonia Massey called 911 on July 6th to report a possible intruder in her home in Springfield. Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson and another deputy went to Massey's home, where Grayson shot and killed the woman. He's been indicted on multiple charges, including murder. A state's attorney says a review of the police investigation did not support that Grayson was justified in his use of deadly force.
President Biden is forgiving more student debt. This time around, it's $1.2 billion in relief for public sector workers like teachers, nurses, and firefighters. Borrowers can qualify through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, created almost two decades ago and now expanded by the Biden administration. Republicans, though, are leading legal challenges to the administration's earlier debt forgiveness efforts.
And the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman who leaked classified documents will face a military court-martial. Guardsman Jack Teixeira pleaded guilty earlier this year to six federal counts of willful transmission of national defense information. He will be charged under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and no court date has yet been announced.
The Navy clearing over 250 black sailors of wrongdoing in connection with an explosion that occurred 80 years ago. The Navy concluded that the black sailors were unfairly punished. In 1944, an explosion at the Port Chicago Naval Weapons Station near San Francisco resulted in the deaths of 320 people, primarily black sailors and civilians. Following the explosion, surviving black sailors were tasked with cleaning up the blast site, including human remains, while white officers were granted time off. Additionally, black sailors faced punishments that affected their ability to receive honorable discharges, despite many of them returning to work at the port and serving throughout World War II.
And stocks are down across the board as the bell rings on Wall Street. Investors continued to sell off tech stocks as the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both had their second losing sessions in a row. The Dow lost 533 points to 4665. The S&P 500 fell 43 points to 5544. And the NASDAQ dropped 125 points to 17871.
All right, 6:30 on the nose. We'll take a break here, Fox News, Your Money Now. When we return, a look at our sports headlines today, health, business, science, pop culture, entertainment, wacky stories as well. Austin, the University of Alabama decided that a statue was not enough to honor Nick Saban.
Is that so?
We'll have details on that when we return.
All righty.
Tom Rigotti. Donald Trump tonight will take the stage to close the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. His address is expected to strike a different tone after surviving an assassin's bullet on Saturday, with the former president saying that he ripped up his original speech. House Speaker Mike Johnson gives his take on Fox News.
We're facing unprecedented challenges as a country. Everybody's fed up with everything. The world's on fire. We need a president who is contemplative, right? And I think Donald Trump is in that place right now.
Trump is expected to focus on a message of unity. Vice President Biden is sidelined by COVID, and Kamala Harris is picking up the campaign slack, speaking at a rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina today.
Let me be very clear. President Joe Biden and I will always protect Social Security, and we will always protect Medicare.
The president's doctor describes his symptoms as mild. America's listening to Fox News.
We'll be right back.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. U.S. stocks were lower today. The Dow Jones Industrial plummeted 533 points, while the S&P 500 fell 43, and the NASDAQ Composite dropped 125. It was the same old song and dance today, as shares of semiconductor stocks were helping to lead the tech sell-off affecting the NASDAQ. Taiwan Semiconductor was down 2% in recent trading following its latest earnings report overnight, while shares of NVIDIA briefly traded lower before popping back into the green. Bud Light's implosion continues, and that's more than a year after a boycott flipped the U.S. beer industry completely on its head. The former top dog is now tumbled to number three behind Modelo Especial and Michelob Ultra. Oil futures for August were down today nearly 0.6% for August crude to around $82.33 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, a convenience store for metal. Find the store at metalsupermarkets.com. I think the AFC East is going to have some new wide receivers come the 2025 season. The Patriots need a number one wide out and should throw a ton of cash towards the Higgins. It also seems like there's a good chance Davante Adams will be reuniting with Aaron Rodgers and playing for the Jets next year. And I ultimately believe the 49ers pay Brandon Ayuk and then trade Deebo Samuel, and the Bills would be wise to pull off that deal. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia. Saturday, July 13th.
Take a look at what happened.
An attempted assassination of former President Trump.
For those of you just tuning in here, the president was having a rally in Pennsylvania. He was just addressing a crowd, and when he winced and grabbed his ear, then he heard the shot and went down.
Out of all of the broadcast media in Pensacola, only one had full team coverage.
We do know that Donald Trump is fine.
News Radio Pensacola. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Not the most hype-inducing bumper song, but I don't know if you know that song, Joe. I personally love it. Alrighty, just past 6:35 here.
I'm very familiar with the song. I just couldn't tell you who had sung it or anything like that.
Oh, it's Seals and Crofts, by the way. But that's neither here nor there. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got. All right, so it's been pretty minor on the road so far this hour. It typically is this late in the evening. We do have some backups on Pensacola Boulevard if you are traveling northbound towards Marcus Point Boulevard. We also have some backups, on Navarre Parkway, but they are very minor. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound, just passing Highway 87 and approaching the bridge that you would take to get on to Navarre Beach. Outside of those minor areas, though, there's not much holding you up.
We've got an unsettled weather pattern, and that means high rain chances over the next several days. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up anytime, day or night. Next few days, not all day rain, but looking into the weekend, Sunday looks like a very high rain chance, and that may end up being a washout of a day. As far as the rest of the weather goes, it will be humid. That'll make it feel hotter. High temps will be up around 90 degrees. We'll see some sunshine, some clouds, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 6:39 now. Austin, what's happening in sports today?
Well, we had round one of the U.S. Open. We do have some leaderboards here. We touched on this in hour one, but we'll just give another rundown just in case you weren't listening then. Let's see. We got Daniel Brown, Englishman. He is in the lead. He is shooting 6 under after round one. Also behind him is Irishman Shane Lowry and then American Justin Thomas. Shane Lowry shooting 5 under, Justin Thomas shooting 3 under. Outside of that, we do have several shooting 2 under and 1 under, of course. So those are your top three, Daniel Brown, Shane Lowry, and Justin Thomas there. Also in the MLB, we have gotten word that the Chicago Cubs and LA Dodgers will open the 2025 season in Tokyo, Japan. And next March, it's no surprise that these are the teams selected. 4 of Japan's biggest baseball stars play for those teams. Besides the obvious one in Shohei Ohtani, of course, the Dodgers also have star pitcher Yoshi Yamamoto, and the Cubs counter those two with all-star pitcher Shota Imanaga and outfielder Seiya Suzuki. So very big names there. And in the NFL, we got word. I don't know why I'm saying we got word as if it's breaking news. The Jacksonville Jaguars celebrating their 30th anniversary by revisiting their past. Football fans waited in long lines earlier this morning to buy the team's new Prowler jersey. The gear unveiled earlier today is based on the design and logo of the franchise's uniforms in 1995, which would have been when they had just started as a franchise. The Jags are scheduled to wear the throwback jersey for the first time in Week 5 against the Colts. Okay, so I think I heard some talk about this a little while back. These are the teal jerseys with like the Jaguar like leaping on the side, right? Or perhaps prowling. It's like a full body shot of the Jaguar, I believe.
So the ones that you're thinking of, the original prototype jerseys that they had was like this Jaguar that was like streaking across like the entire length of like the shoulders. That is not though. So like if you go back to like the early 2000s, late 90s, like the Mark Brunell years,
yeah.
It's those jerseys. So they do away, like, the gradient helmets of, like, the Blake Bortles. Like, that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah,
Those were hideous. The Jaguars have, you know, they've been struggling with their identity, really, since they've come into existence. But it's like the teal tops with the Jaguar on the shoulder pads, just the all-black helmet with the Jaguar head.
Yeah, this is the look
the
I was,
sides.
Yeah, that's the look I was talking about.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And that's the thing. That is a good look. And as you said, really,
yeah,
what they've had since then and since, like, the Maurice Jones-Drew days, what they've had, like, post the Jones-Drew era hasn't really been that good. A lot of people hated the gradient that you're referring to.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, their mustard-colored color rushes and all that. Yeah, that was a pretty forgettable era. And now the stuff that they currently have is okay, but it's a little bland.
But these are better than that for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely more, what's the word? Not personality, but more of an identity on these jerseys. What they wear now kind of looks like practice wear. NFL Hall of Famer Terrell Davis, of course, we've touched on his issue that he had with United Airlines the other day. He's demanding accountability after being removed from the flight in handcuffs in front of his family last week. According to Davis, six FBI and law enforcement officers boarded the plane for what the FBI said was a report of a violent assault.
Yeah, here's some audio from him on that.
They come right towards me. And at that point, my mind is like, what the heck is going on? I'm in shock that this guy is actually putting handcuffs on me. I was powerless. I couldn't do anything.
Davis says he simply tapped the flight attendant on the shoulder after the man failed to acknowledge his son, who was asking for a cup of coffee. Cup of ice. Where did I get coffee from? Anyway, my goodness, it's amazing what my brain will just do on its own. All right, moving on to women's basketball here very quickly before we move on. Caitlin Clark is setting yet another record. The Indiana Fever rookie dished out 19 assists against the Dallas Wings Wednesday. That broke the previous single-game record of 18 assists set by Courtney Vandersloot in 2020. Clark also finished with 24 points in Indiana's loss to Dallas. She will next take part in the WNBA All-Star Game as part of Team WNBA, of course, and that's going to be on Saturday.
All right, very good. Looking at some health business and, science notes today. This one was pretty interesting. NASA now planning for life after the International Space Station.
It's exciting to me to talk about this deorbit vehicle. It's about the future. It's about what we're going to do out in the next decade.
That is Ken Bowersox. He is NASA's Associate Administrator for Space Operations, a former astronaut as well. He says they are contracting with SpaceX to develop a deorbit vehicle to bring the ISS down gently into the ocean when its lifespan ends in 2030. NASA plans to transition to using private companies to operate space stations in the future.
Yeah, as you said, it's kind of the end of an era there.
Absolutely,
when it comes to the ISS. Everybody knows that. Alrighty, we'll carry on with health, business, and science right after another quick check of the roads and weather here. Doesn't appear to be too much going on. Maybe a little bit of backups that we had on Navarre Parkway clearing up a bit. Also, had just a tad if you were traveling, let's see, it was on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling either east or west towards Pine Forest, but that situation has seemingly decreased as well. So if you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
The rain chance continues to be on the high side right on through the next several days. In fact, jumping into the weekend, it looks like Sunday might end up being a washout. We'll keep an eye on that one, but a super high rain chance there as we roll through the weekend and toward the end. Temperatures are going to be about the same, so it will be warm and humid with highs up around 90 degrees. And the humidity, of course, will make it feel hotter. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. We'll get a final update this evening from Bobby in Milwaukee. Here you go.
All right, I just went onto the floor, so we were able to get floor passes to be able to go check out the floor, and I happened to go there right in between speakers, so the music was playing. Everybody was getting up out of their chairs, and since the music was playing, like I said, it's like a party here. Half the people up there dancing. Everybody's taking pictures with each other and getting to meet other delegates from other states. There's some press here. I just passed Bill Hemmer. You probably just saw me on TV if you're watching that, which you shouldn't be watching. You should be listening to news radio. I walked by the Florida delegation, of course. I had to go check out the Florida delegation, waved to a couple of people that we've been interacting with for the past couple of days. And I and I just thought, what the heck? I want to go talk to the different territory delegations. So I was talking to a guy who's running for lieutenant governor in American Samoa. And he's a super nice guy. And just with everybody seeing me talking to him, they all gathered around. They just thought it was like crazy that some media person would want to talk to him. But I actually have some friends who are from Samoa, so I wanted to meet him. And then I went over to Guam and shook their hands and talked to them and Puerto Rico. So it's wild. It's just the diversity that's here is pretty fun. But there is definitely a different energy on the floor than what there is up there in the rafters where we're hanging out. And there's a buzz, there's an excitement, and it's a pretty cool deal. So, of course, Mike Pompeo's on the stage now, and we're all the buzz is waiting for Donald J. Trump to come out, right? That's what everything's waiting for. So real excited to be here. And, of course, listen tomorrow morning to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay in order to get all the updates on what happened today.
Yeah, and if you want to listen to Trump's speech live, you can do so on News Radio Pensacola mobile app as well. I think, you know, sometime in the 9 o'clock hour is when he will get started, and we'll see how long he goes. But it's supposed to be around an hour 30. Let's see, Austin,
yes.
Let's go hour and 25 minutes, over under.
I'll say over. I think he's really going to relish this this crowd, and he's going to obviously have a lot to talk about, especially if he's building off of the speech that he previously had and started a new one, you know, and he's really going to play it up because he knows this is something he's really riding on now. I mean, the fact that this happened and it was such a scary call and everyone's seemingly, at least as far as the RNC's concerned, you know, obviously everyone's in his corner. So I think he's really going to feed into that.
All right. We'll see. Let's see. How about some more pop culture notes here? We had a sad update today.
Yeah.
Comedian and actor Bob Newhart dying at the age of 94, known as the Dean of the Deadpan Delivery. His TV series, The Bob Newhart Show, was a hit in the 70s. Later on, he played as Buddy the Elf's adopted father in Elf and Professor Proton on The Big Bang Theory.
And a new trailer and release date being announced for the Dune prequel series. Dune Prophecy is set 10,000 years before the events of the first film. The cast includes Emily Watson, Olivia Williams, Camilla Beeput, and Mark Strong. Dune Prophecy will premiere on HBO in November.
A film adaptation of the Kiefer Sutherland series 24 is in early development. I'm very excited about this news.
Right.
Variety is reporting that there are currently no details about the plot or if Sutherland will return.
That's pivotal.
Yes, it is. 24 ran for 9 seasons, earning almost 70 Emmy nominations and 20 wins. So, yeah, we're talking about this in hour number one. I don't think if Kiefer Sutherland's not on board, I have no interest in watching a movie called 24. he is Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
And I know that within the 24 series, they tried to do a couple things like 24 Legacy, and there was a weird movie that was kind of, or like a made-for-TV movie that was kind of between seasons, and that, but Jack Bauer was still there. But yeah, you can't have a 24 movie with another Jack Bauer. It just wouldn't work for me. Now, we had texters say, well, you know, we've got Batman, we've got James Bond. There's different actors that do the characters and everything's fine.
Not comparable.
I just don't think this is the same.
It's not. As I said, when you have someone like Batman, you have to consider that partially their face is covered. So at least for a good portion of the movie. So that can kind of help you disconnect a bit. But, also, as I said,
and also Bond was like a book character, right? Or wasn't it?
I mean, I'm not sure. I think maybe. And that's the thing. If there's a book character, well, there's a bit more room for interpretation.
I may be wrong, but I thought it was books first.
Either way,
Ian Fleming created in 1953 was books.
Oh, okay.
12 novels, 2 short stories.
Well, see, and that's the thing. When you take characters this old, it's like they've been around for so long. Obviously, you can't have Adam West is dead now. You can't have him playing the movie now because it's that long ago. You know, it's like, so that's the way I kind of look at it. You mentioned Jason Bourne. Jason Bourne's been a thing for 20 years. Matt Damon can still play him. Kiefer Sutherland, 24, was a 2000 show.
Right,
I mean, he
right.
can still play that role. So I think it's not exactly comparable.
I gotcha. Let's see. Also, another story here that's making me happy. is that the Russo brothers are in talks to direct the next two Avengers films. Variety reports the duo are in early talks to direct the 2026 Avengers movie and 2027's Avengers Secret Wars. Welcome news for me, as in my opinion, the Avengers Marvel movies have dipped quite a bit since the Russo's Infinity War and Endgame. So bring them back. I'm all on board there. quick update, final segment for us here on a Thursday coming back.
Open your heart and home.
Adopt a teen, sibling, group, or child with special needs.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
2017. According to a witness, Congressman Matt Gaetz has sex with a 17-year-old girl. His wingman later tells investigators that Gaetz had sex with the underage girl and knew she was getting paid. Because your daughters are never safe with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather for this evening. It seems like we do have a bit of a revamp in the backups on Nine Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road, but it's still very minor. Outside of that, however, there doesn't appear to be much, if anything, holding you up for too long.
We've got an unsettled weather pattern, and that means high rain chances over the next several days. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up anytime, day or night. Next few days, not all day rain, but looking into the weekend, Sunday looks like a very high rain chance, and that may end up being a washout of a day. As far as the rest of the weather goes, it will be humid. That'll make it feel hotter. High temps will be up around 90 degrees. We'll see some sunshine, some clouds, and overnight lows will be in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Recapping our top stories, of course, all eyes on Milwaukee with the Republican National Convention as Donald Trump will be addressing the country for the first time since his the assassination attempt on his life on Saturday. Estimates that the speech could go around 90 minutes, scheduled to start in the 9 o'clock hour here locally. Local time. We will carry that for you here on News Radio Pensacola. Meanwhile, on the Democrat side, anxiety continues to grow around the president's campaign. Washington Post with a report that former President Obama told allies that Biden needs to seriously consider the viability of his candidacy. Also, Axios says Biden may be persuaded by Democratic Party leaders and close friends to drop out of the race by this weekend. the popular conspiracy theory right now is that Biden actually doesn't have COVID, and it's just a way that he can stay out of the public eye for a few days while the movers and shakers do whatever needs to be done.
Not insane.
definitely plausible for sure. So that's a recap of the top stories happening here today. Some wackier stories around. Police responding to a Walgreens in Florida on Monday at 3 a.m. when the burglar alarm went off. There was a guy walking around inside. Cameras show he went into the store's bathroom at 9:40 p.m., about 20 minutes before closing, and then he stayed there for 5 hours before venturing out and having a junk food feast. He had Tostitos spinach dip, chips, Reese's, Ghirardelli chocolates, Dr. Pepper. That is Austin's daily intake right there. A pack of Newports for good measure.
Yeah, that's where you really lose me.
Yeah, apparently all this moving set off the alarm. That's good. The alarm works. Cops got there. They took him into custody. So.
And a man was settling into his seat as his plane was taking for takeoff from an airport in Spain when he looked out the window and saw his luggage just sitting on the tarmac. Not on the plane he was riding, though. He snapped a photo and said, about to take off, I look out and see two suitcases lying on the runway. I tell my aunt, hey, look, they dropped two suitcases. And she says, well, they look like ours. Well, guess what? It says even more annoyingly, one of the bags had a 5-pound block of cheese in it. That's Joe's daily intake, which was surely baking in the sun. It was frustrating, but the airline did later deliver the bags to the destination, so not all hope was lost. The guy added, quote, against all odds, the cheese was fine. Wow. Yeah. Some wholesome news there to lead us into our good news story.
Yeah, in Indiana, a woman rescued a Siberian husky from the animal shelter, and in return, the husky ended up saving her life. Samantha Griffin says shortly after moving into a new house, her water heater started leaking, spilling dangerous carbon monoxide into the home. Griffin says she had a migraine, so she went to lay down. Luna, though, jumped on the bed, kept her from falling asleep until she took her outside, where eventually the CO1 detector did go off.
Could the carbon monoxide leakage have already started taking an effect on her, and that's why she had the migraine? Or do you think that was just a coincidence?
That's plausible. It sounded like it was a coincidence. I've never been afflicted by CO1. I hope never to.
I was about to say luckily. Yes.
So I'm not sure, but I know it's odorless. But I know that people still, I believe they kind of just feel disoriented, dizzy, and then I think they kind of just pass out. And then that, I mean, if it gets that bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe Siberian Huskies know what that smell is. But
maybe.
Good job out of the Husky Luna there.
Oh, for sure.
All right, that'll do it for us on a Thursday. Back tomorrow to wrap up your week. Same time, same place, 4 to 7 on Pensacola Right Now. Don't forget, Donald Trump's speech tonight will be carried live right here.